So we're winding down the life of Moses. And in a very real way, we've been following the life of Moses for a long time now. Every time I get to this point in the Bible, it's kind of a bittersweet goodbye. Moses loved the children of Israel. He was, in so many ways, their savior. He was their advocate. He fell face down before God many times and stood in the gap between God and the children of Israel. Many occasions, God was ready to wipe them completely off the face of the earth. And it was Moses who interceded. So he was a good leader. He loved the people. We find ourselves at the precipice. Both in Old and New Testament, we find ourselves at a crossroads where history changed completely. Moses is moving on. He is going back to God. And the children are at the threshold of entering the land of Canaan, the promised land. For 40 years, they've been dying off in the wilderness. And they are new. A new generation to enter the promised land. In the New Testament, John the Baptist is proclaiming the good news of the one to come. At both points, history changed. And it still does. For in our own lives, we find ourselves at thresholds of change. And my guess is we are all in transition to some degree. Because this is the way of faith. As we begin to give our hearts over, truly, to the will of God, and I don't mean that cliche, I mean literally, giving our hearts over to the will of God, transition begins to happen. The work of Christ is fully brought into our lives, and things start to change. And we find ourselves regularly at a threshold of something deeper, or we are invited to go or to settle. I, for one, am going to continue to go. And I encourage you along that path.